Chapter 4. A Day in the Life of Prodigy.
You move that refrigerator by yourself, boy? What's your girlfriend's name? Stingy?
Papa Doc said as he chuckled and handed Prodigy a 16-ounce bottle of water.
Come on around here and sit down and tell me some of them lies of yours.
Now, you know I don't lie on Fridays.
Where's Mike?
Prodigy asked as he took the much-needed Crystal Springs bottle and followed his old pal into the entertainment area of his basement. Papa Doc removed his glasses, sat in his favorite recliner, and kicked his feet up.
I don't know where he is.
I got on his case today about being so damn shiftless, so he's probably somewhere having a pity party.
What's been going on with you, youngster?
How's work?
Uh-oh. What'd you hear?
Papa Doc raised both palms up and hunched his shoulders as if he was clueless. Prodigy didn't know it, but Craig had already called and informed Papa Doc of the woman on the stairwell incident.
What? All I asked was, how's work? You know the guilty will tell on themselves.
Everything will be all right. Had a little scare, but I think I'll make it through the fire without losing my boxes.
Talk to me.
Well, have you ever heard of the saying, getting caught with your pants down? That actually happened to me.
Yeah, I heard about that NC-17 rated video you put out. Boy, why didn't you tell me you wanted a job in the porno business? I could have made some money off of you.
Prodigy gave a little embarrassed smile and shook his head. He was thinking that nothing got by this guy.
Well, I decided to make some changes in my life.
What kind of changes?
First of all, I stopped seeing Simone because that situation wasn't right. She's married and...
Is that the one you were with when that eye in the sky took a peek at you?
Yep, that's the one.
Have I ever met her before? You know, you got so many damn women, you should make them.